Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump acknowledged Thursday his presidency is coming to an end, and now is a time for American unity.
My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
Joe Biden will become the 46th president of the United States on January 20th. USA Radio News' Tim Berg gives us a COVID-19 update.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says Americans need to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling on Americans to continue wearing masks and social distance, even though they are vaccinated, to protect others until the majority of people are inoculated.
We should not pull back from mitigation methods until the level of virus circulating in the community is at such a low level that it is no longer a risk.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Boeing Company has reached a settlement involving crashes with their 737 MAX aircraft. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Aircraft manufacturer Boeing has agreed to pay more than $2.5 billion as part of a settlement over two deadly plane crashes. The settlement stems from a pair of crashes of Boeing's 737 MAX aircraft in 2018 and 2019. 346 people died in those crashes. The company reached a deal with the Justice Department to settle a criminal conspiracy charge. Boeing was accused of hiding data that showed problems in the 737 MAX flight control systems. That software was later cited as the main cause of the crashes. The 737 was grounded worldwide for more than 2 years, only returning to service in the U.S. last month, after the company made software and other safety changes to the planes. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The plane was first grounded March 11, 2019 by China, and the ban in that country continues to be in effect. The FAA in America put the ban in effect 2 days later. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Although the new COVID-19 variant popping up around the world may be more contagious, there's no need to panic. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
After first being reported in Colorado in late December, New York, Florida, California, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Texas, and Connecticut are all reporting the different strain. Overseas, countries like Denmark report numerous cases. That is where Hans Kruger of the World Health Organization spoke to the media.
It is our assessment that this variant of concern may over time replace other circulating lineages as seen in the United Kingdom and increasingly in Denmark.
Epidemiologists report current COVID-19 vaccines are believed to be effective against this variant. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
There is no science to indicate the new variant is more deadly. American Airlines has stopped serving alcohol on flights to the nation's capital. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
American Airlines is no longer serving alcohol on flights to and from Washington, D.C., following several incidents of what it calls politically motivated aggression. The airline not providing any details on any of the incidents, but says one confrontation between a Trump supporter and fellow passenger aboard an American Airlines flight flight was posted on social media. They are also asking staff to be extra vigilant in flights departing from the nation's capital. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. We've got Trevor Loudon, yes, the New Zealand author, speaker, political activist who maintains a blog at trevorloudon.com. Trevor, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good. Excellent.
Well, Trevor, you've been warning and sounding the alarm for over 10 years about the socialist communists within our government. Now they are in control of just about every institution and seat of power. Now what?
Well, that's a big question. We've got to reconsolidate. You know, the communists control basically three branches: the executive, legislature, and it appears the Supreme Court of the United States government. And that's what we're basically talking about is the Chinese Communist Party controls those three branches. So we have to take stock. We have to consolidate. We have to have a big, big look at the GOP, the Republican Party, which has really failed to stand up against this, failed to back the president in his attempts to beat the Communist Party of China's infiltration of this country. So, I think conservatives have to regather right now. We have to look at the GOP and look at the future of the MAGA movement and decide whether the GOP is worth continuing with or whether the MAGA movement goes on independently and tries to take this country back. That's the question that's in front of us right now.
That seems to be evolving, doesn't it? I mean, it's quite ironic. You and I spoke, a couple months ago, and what I had thought was on the horizon was the implosion of the Democratic Party. Maybe I was half right, in as much as it wasn't the Democratic Party, it was the Republican Party. And this I've been saying all along because of my awareness of what John Naismith had predicted in his book Megatrends some 20-some-plus years ago, that he said the two-party system is like two dinosaurs mating, and maybe we've come to that that pinnacle. What do you think?
Well, I think that's very much on the cards. I think the general level of disgust at the Republican Party at the grassroots level has never been higher. You know, and I'm not criticizing the grassroots of the GOP. The grassroots of the GOP is fantastic.
Exactly.
But they feel very, very let down by the Mitch McConnells of the world, by the fact that hardly any of their senators even fought back against the massive vote fraud, and about half, not even a third of their congressmen did. Mm-hmm. You know, when it was very, very clear what transpired.
Yeah.
And so, How do you regather with that? How do you get people to get enthused and fired up about politics when they have two problems? The GOP capitulates, and then even if they do get involved in politics, the Democrats are just going to cheat again. So why even bother? And so those are the two issues. You know, every free state's got to be looking at voter integrity. You've got to go big, be a big movement back to paper ballots, a big movement back to voter ID to preserve freedom in the free states and try and consolidate resistance in those states. Because that's about all we've got left in front of us right now, I think.
Do you think that that's possible? I mean, the Democrats, just like all progressives before them, continue to progress. They move the ball forward in their favor. This is how we got here. And the Republicans have gone along to get along at the expense of our U.S. Constitution. But yet they say, oh, we're here to defend the Constitution. Really?
Yeah, well, that's right. And so the grassroots leadership, you know, Trump really probably got about 80 million votes in the last election. That's a huge amount of public support. But that was for Trump and his policies. That was not for the GOP.
Right. Exactly. Well, and the GOP, I mean, that they have made themselves very clear on their standing, and of course, even more so after after the chaos that happened on the in the Capitol, and I go back and I'm reading the transcript of what Trump had to say, and Trevor, I don't draw out of that that the president was purposely inciting a riot. I mean, he said several times that we need to do things with law and order, peacefully, and demonstrate our patriotic rights, as enumerated in our Constitution. My addition to that interpretation.
Yeah, well, we saw these riots in D.C., and who was that? That was the Nazis. That was Antifa. You know, this, the Traditionalist Workers' Party was there. And they are now called the National Socialist Party. These are pro-Russian national Bolsheviks. They are the same people who caused big problems at Charlottesville, you know, and
yes,
you know, that was all blamed on Trump supporters and blamed on you know, the Tea Party and Republicans. These are the same people. That whole incident was staged by the enemies of Trump to basically discredit him. And,
Trevor,
and
the media,
all these Republicans buying into this garbage.
Yeah, and the media and Republicans, as you said, the soft-bellied Republicans, they don't even want to do any kind of investigation, just like they don't want to investigate into the voter fraud. Just move on. You know, they didn't want to investigate into Barack Obama, which you were probably one of only a handful of investigative reporters and researchers that vetted Barack Obama. You warned us of who Barack Obama was. And so now here we are, after 8 miserable years of Barack Obama, we're going to get Obama 2.0, Joe Biden version.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. You had a communist president for 8 years, and 95% of the American public still don't know that, because the GOP and the others would not call it out, would not investigate him, would not, would not go after him, because they were scared of this racist label. Well, that cowardice has led us to the point where we may lose this country. You know, and you go back to 1960, you know, the famous election between Kennedy and Nixon, which
yes,
was obviously stolen in Cook County, but the Republican Party wouldn't challenge it. They just said, let's move on. Well, that cowardice then led us to the point now where this country's future is in extreme peril.
Exactly. Isn't that disgusting, Trevor, that here we are looking back 1960. I mean, you're talking, what, 60 years ago? 60 years ago, and we look back on it, and it's just matter of fact, you know. Oh, yeah, everybody knew that JFK stole the election. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is what it's come down to, that cheating and fraud is just acceptable. And, of course, this has been going on forever. A good friend of mine down in Broward County, an attorney down there who worked in Chicago politics for many years, you know, he would anecdotally say that, you know, in Chicago, the line was, the election isn't over until they get the cemetery count.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, that is... Anyway, look at, we've got to go to break. Real quick, we'll be back with Trevor Loudon. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent we are, Bill Martinez. Martin is here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Trevor Loudon, New Zealand author, speaker, political activist. Trevor, what you shared out truthfully is what lies before America today. And this, in the face of the mainstream media, the cabal of big tech, who has now decided to censor the president, whether it's Twitter or Facebook. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. And then Nancy Pelosi has just lost her mind in putting pressure on Vice President Pence and the cabinet to exercise an Amendment 25 option. I mean, here we are, a couple of weeks away from now having to stomach, the inauguration of Joe Biden under questionable means. And I don't know how this country comes together when you have so many. I mean, clearly, by all measure of polling and that, about 40% of America agrees that there was fraudulent activity in this 2020 election, regardless of what the media, regardless of what, you know, Chris Wallace and Fox and others would want to throw upon us. That is the wrong gospel, wrong church. That is not going to unite us.
No, the mantras, you know, Trump was a divider, Biden will unite us. Well, 17% of Democrats believe the election was stolen. You know, well, it's a whole bunch of independents, and most Republicans acknowledge it was stolen too. So there is no uniting the country. What this comes down to now is one side is going to destroy the other. And right now we've just handed all the levers of power to the Democrats, who are basically a front now for the Chinese Communist Party. It's about as serious as it can get, really. You know, it was pretty tough under Trump to handle the deep state and the Chinese Communist Party influence in this country. And now their stooge will be in the White House. So Americans really have to consider how deep they're willing to dig right now.
Exactly. Well, we've been saying for quite a while, democracy demands courage. And is there going to be enough courage here to take a stand against these powerful forces? Because they're making it clear as they usher, Donald Trump out the door here that, you know, this is not going to happen. This is never going to happen again. You're going to pay a price for it, the voter politic. You made a big mistake in bringing in an outsider into our world. You know, the elites, the ruling elite class of American politics, you know, they like things the way they are, and they have lost their minds over the last 4 years with Donald Trump upending all their policies with an American First policy. Now, what do we have to look forward to under a Joe Biden administration?
Well, we've got to look at the destruction of the U.S. military, the destruction of the U.S. middle class, and mass indoctrination of kids and persecution of their enemies. This what we're in, to put it mildly, is a communist takeover. This is what Americans need to understand. And these Republicans who think, oh yeah, we'll come back in 2022 and we'll come back in 2024. No, they won't. The only hope now is, I think, is a new movement, a real, you know, the MAGA movement, just, because what we've got is a huge base of patriots.
Yes.
And what we've lacked until we got President Trump is leadership. Well, he's shown Americans there is a different way of doing things, a patriotic way. Now, you have got some leaders. We've got, you know, we've seen some. We've got seen the Ted Cruz's and the Josh Hawleys who have been willing to stand up. So that's what we've got. We've got a few patriotic leaders and a mass movement. We have to meld that mass movement into something tangible that can actually compete for power very, very quickly. We've got to build that movement that can be used to protect our leaders and protect the patriots, because the left is coming after us.
Without a doubt. Yeah, First Amendment is all but gone. I mean, I don't know how much longer a show like this continues on the air, Trevor.
Well, I've got a new show on NTD-TV, which is associated with Epoch Times, called Counterpunch. Well, I've put five videos out, and three of them have already been taken down for violating community standards. One of them exposing 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 Joe Biden's communist background. Mm-hmm. You know, this moderate Democrat. Give me a break.
Right.
And so, yeah, well, our First Amendment is under huge attack. So we have to be able to consolidate our base and go to alternative means of communication, you know, outside of big tech.
Exactly.
And rebuild. That's our hope. We are the resistance now.
Well, you know, roughly we've got 2 years. You've got to know there's going to be a sense of urgency by the Democrats to do everything they can to make sure that their elections are assured going forward. The ballot stuffing, harvesting, any means of cheating in order to secure representation will continue big time, because Nancy Pelosi is not real happy by the number of seats that she's lost in the House. There was even a representative, a Democratic representative, that saw what happened in Georgia and said, "I'm out of here. I turned over. I've moved from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party." So now her her majority is thinning out even more so. And you know, it's and then of course you have the on the other side, which is very disturbing, and that is that you have so many Republicans right now jumping ship, right on the heels of the chaos that happened at the Capitol building. You know, Elaine Chao, which is not a big surprise. You reported on her. Peter Schweitzer reported on her in terms of her Chinese connections and prejudices there. So you can see her jumping. I'm frankly a little bit surprised by Betsy DeVos. Some of these others, I think, maybe just to protect some sort of political currency going forward. What do you think?
Look, they are covering the backsides. They see the trend, and they are appeasing the left, hoping that that will give them a little bit of leeway, that they won't get into that they'll keep out of the gulags a little bit longer. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just cowardice, complete and utter cowardice. And that is why there is a general level of disgust amongst the Republican base and the conservative movement and the MAGA movement of this country about the leadership of the GOP. We're not in this position because the Democrats are communists. We've known that for a long time. We're in this position because the Republicans, and not enough of them, have stood up and we've been let down by our institutions like the Supreme Court.
Right.
That's why we're here. We're here because of cowardice on our side, not just the malevolence of their side, the cowardice on our side.
Amen. They've surrendered their first principle, morality, and that is clear what has happened. I mean, look at what AOC had to say. She wants a political hit list. I mean, she's taking names, seeing who's been naughty and been nice. You're going to tell me that she's, you know, and with the power position now that the Democratic Party is, and supposedly the power that Nancy Pelosi has given to her, you're going to tell me she's not going to exercise that political hit list?
Look, there is a hit list out there right now, and anybody stands up on it. That's why we have to consolidate and make a movement now and unify the MAGA base, the conservative base, and protect each other and protect our media, protect our means of communication, and unify so that we can't get picked off, because that's what they're trying to do. And when you see these cowardly Republicans just cravenly rolling over, well, that's our list.
Yes.
Those cowardly Republicans, that's our list.
Mm-hmm.
It means we have to primary those people out. We have to get rid of them. And whether that's done through the grassroots of the GOP or an entirely new movement, we have to see conservative patriotic Americans now have no representation in government.
Wow.
None.
That's powerful.
That's reality now.
Yeah, exactly.
But we are the majority.
Yes, amazingly. And so we do have numbers on our side, and those need to be exercised. Trevor Loudon has been with us. Trevor, how can people be in touch with you?
Look, go to my daily blog, trevorloudon.com. Go to my YouTube channel, Trevor Loudon Counterpunch. You'll get news there you'll get nowhere else.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies. If you have blood cancer, get to know your MRD status. MRD, or minimal residual disease, refers to the small number of cancer cells that can stay in the body during and after treatment. Often, these cells are present at such low levels they do not cause physical signs or symptoms, but may be a sign that the cancer is returning. clonoSEQ is an FDA-cleared test used to detect MRD in bone marrow from patients with multiple myeloma or B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia and blood or bone marrow from patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Testing is ordered by your doctor and performed by a licensed lab. clonoSEQ can detect very low levels of MRD, one cancer cell among a million cells, provided sufficient sample input, so you and your doctor can be confident in your MRD status and act quickly if the cancer returns. If you have blood cancer, ask your doctor if clonoSEQ MRD testing is right for you. To find a specialist, visit clonoSEQ.com. clonoSEQ is available by prescription use only. For more important information about the FDA-cleared uses of clonoSEQ, including sample types and test limitations, visit clonoSEQ.com/technical-summary.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump acknowledged Thursday his presidency is coming to an end, and now is a time for American unity.
My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
Joe Biden will become the 46th president of the United States on January 20th. USA Radio News' Tim Berg gives us a COVID-19 update.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says Americans need to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci is calling on Americans to continue wearing masks and social distance, even though they are vaccinated, to protect others until the majority of people are inoculated.
We should not pull back from mitigation methods until the level of virus circulating in the community is at such a low level that it is no longer a risk.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer, back with us. Happy New Year, Ted. How are you, buddy?
I am doing well, and not only Happy New Year, but Happy Epiphany Day, which is a wonderful day because it's God's presence among us,
which
we know every day.
Yeah. And that's a great word, presence, isn't it? I mean, and when you ponder that God is with us, I mean, some today would say, in fact, there was some commentator that I read today, again, suggesting God as being disconnected and disinterested with what's happening in the world today. And that's so far from the truth.
God is connected with us, and we can see that in the lives of many of the people who've come to Christ in Hollywood and the transformations in their lives, which are incredible. I just got a note, last week was full of these notes, but one of them from one of my friends who had been head of the biggest studio, who had come to Christ and said he's always asking himself, I wish he would ask, what would Jesus do? But he's asking, what would Ted do in this situation? Yes. And it's probably because we criticize all his movies. And the other one from another Hollywood hero. So it's good to see people coming to Christ in Hollywood.
Well, exactly. And a great story regarding, actors and people who are there in the limelight is Kevin Sorbo's real-life miracle, how it strengthened his faith. And you wrote about this.
Well, Kevin has been a friend for a long, long time. When he came to the Movie Guide Awards many, many years ago to accept a Grace Prize, and then he's won a lot of the Movie Guide Awards. He's spoken at a lot of our events, and in the beginning, he was a brought up as a churchgoer in middle America, but he didn't really have a vibrant faith. And his wife, who was brought up Jewish, became a really committed Christian. But before they got married, they were both starring in Hercules. He was driving along. He'd just gone. It's a great story. He'd just gone to, I can't even remember the name of the supposed doctor who he kept getting a word from God. Don't let him crack your neck. And he thought the doctor had said it. He said, "Doctor, do you say something?" He said, "No." And then he said again, "Don't let him crack your neck." Well, he cracked his neck and he got a flurry, more than 12 blood clots going down his arm. And he stopped on the road going home, and he couldn't drive. And his beautiful wife came and picked him up. He was so big that it was hard to carry him. And the doctor said, "You're never going to be able to use your arm again. You're never going to be able to see again. You're never going to be able to do this." And God's grace brought healing and miracles.
Yeah, it's an incredible story. And Kevin had shared it with me when we visited. He and Sam, we met up at NRB, where we do quite often, as you know, Ted. And
yeah, I brought him to NRB when he was still, just coming on board with a complete, and now he is so on fire that he's incredibly conservative. So I'm glad I could bring him. I brought a lot of Hollywood people to NRB, Steve Allen and others, and the head of Warner Brothers, and some of the great people in Hollywood. And I always brought them there hoping that they'd meet you so they'd come to Christ.
Yes. Oh, you're very kind. I would only hope. I mean, we're all part and parcel of it. It's the Holy Spirit that does the work. We just try not to mess it up, right?
Well, as Billy Graham said, and I think he was being allegorical, but he said there, it takes 30 people to lead somebody to Christ. 29 think they did nothing. The 30th thinks he did everything, and they're both wrong because God did everything.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. And, the experience of, Kevin and those of us who have come to faith, we've all had that blind man sort of experience. We can't necessarily explain it, but all we know is that we're different because of it, and we don't want to let go of it.
Well, you make an interesting point, and I don't want to be contentious because I love you, but I came to Christ after as being on the top of the world. I mean, I just financed 5 feature films. I brought in a lot of money. I was a member of all the best clubs in New York. I had a yacht out at the oldest yacht club in the world. I was philandering and doing drugs, and there was no none of this. Well, I'm just, perishing, and that's why it was God confronting me by reading his word. And, of course, the same thing happened with Tolkien. The same thing happened with C.S. Lewis. The same thing happened with Chesterton. So, that it's, we can't wait till somebody gets down,
right.
Down and out before we expect them to come to Christ. And so we see a lot of people coming to Christ who are, at the top of their game. And that's great news. And we want to see more of that. We want to believe that if we can preach the gospel, we can speak to people. It doesn't matter where they are in their life, that the Holy Spirit will use it, whether they're Constantine about to conquer Rome or whether they're just somebody who's down and out on the streets of Los Angeles.
It really has a lot to say. And this was, I guess, my point, and maybe I didn't say it correctly, but it's the power of the truth. The truth breaks through no matter where you're at. And if you have ears to hear, I mean, even Pontius Pilate, there he is standing before the truth. He wants to know what is the truth. And the very answer to his question is right before him. But he doesn't have ears to hear. He doesn't really have a desire or even any kind of consideration for the truth. Right.
That's true. And I'm sorry for my phone going off. I forgot about turning it off. So here we go.
Well, hey, now I know how the pastors feel at church when a phone busts through in the middle of their sermon. So, we've got lots of things to talk about that you've reviewed, and they're featured there at movieguide.org. Let's talk about some of those, like, a touching classic Western, News of the World. Tell us about that.
I didn't hear what you said. Bill.
Oh, I said, I said you've reviewed at movieguide.org. You've got some reviews that you want to talk about. And at the top of the list that I've got here that you wanted to discuss was News of the World. Tell us about that.
Well, News of the World was incredible. Tom Hanks keeps doing great movies. You know, he says that he came to Christ many years ago, and he says it to the secular press all the time through Campus Crusade when he was a young man. And the way he makes movies is sort of counter-politically correct. It's not incorrect, but it's interesting because in News of the World, first place, News of the World touches me because my family settled in the hill country in Hunt and Ingram in the 1820s and 30s, and they were the first families to come into that area with the first two Conestoga wagons who set up the first bench and celebrated by having a dinner. And one of my great-great aunts was captured by the Indians, partially scalped, because that's what they did to get money from the bad guys. And she lived with them so long that when she finally was rescued and came back, she actually walked for miles in hill country. And he came back. She couldn't speak English. Well, that's the story of News of the World, which is interesting. Yeah. The story is set in the hill country. He's up at Wichita Falls. He's going. He goes from town to town. He's a Confederate soldier who surrendered at Galveston. Who's the hero of the movie? And he surrendered at Galveston. He's now the only thing he can do is he can read. And a lot of these people in the towns can't read. So he's reading them from the newspaper and making them very exciting. And as he goes from one town to the other, he encounters a wagon that's overturned. He encounters a guy that's been killed, been hung. And then he encounters this young girl who can't speak English. And clearly she's, you know, blonde hair. But clearly she's probably German from that area of the hill country. Right. And he tries to give her to the army to take back. And he said, we can't do anything about him. And at one point, when he's doing the News of the World, you know, everybody he's speaking to, because he reads a little bit of news, says, well, these Yankee soldiers are just taking advantage of us. I mean, this is politically incorrect, but we don't want to talk about that. And he goes off and takes her to another family. They don't want to help her. Takes her to another family. And he meets a lot of the sinfulness of mankind. And you can see his heart breaking for this girl and the relationship developing. And of him being the paternal figure, it's got some exciting, wonderful moments. It's a beautifully made movie. I think the title is very hard to deal with, but because it doesn't make sense. But the movie is great, absolutely great.
Dr. Ted Baer, as always, an honor to have you with us. I appreciate you being here with us every week. MovieGuide.org is where you want to go. He is the founder of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer. Thanks, Dr. Ted. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. It's also great to have Jeff Kemp back with us. Of course, the former quarterback, NFL seasoned veteran for 11 seasons. And Jeff, first of all, let me say welcome. Good to have you here.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Bill. I enjoy our conversations, honesty, compassion, and the facing truth.
Well, we're all, you and I are joined at the hip, and from day one, I mean, going back to the early days when you released your book, The Blitz, I think that's what brought us together initially. And, you know, it has been both our hearts to pursue the truth, pursue the Father's truth, no matter what. And it's as if the Blitz, the success of the Blitz and your book and the commentaries and your speaking engagements and all have led you into this new chapter of your life, the Jeff Kemp team.
Yeah, I mean, my story, just to recap, I couldn't write the script. I did have a very successful leader, father, and mother, with the football career for him and then the political career and, you know, leading the Reagan Revolution and tax rate reduction and working in the inner cities and trying to stand up for the Declaration and the American dream for all Americans through free enterprise and freedom. And then I got to play football. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was not to be a superstar like my dad as much as to learn a lot of lessons about life, teamwork, and faith. And football gave me a platform, albeit as usually a backup quarterback. who might have played well a few good times but didn't get to stay the starter for most of his career. And then I realized that my mission to change the world wasn't political directly as much as it was relational. Right. Marriages, fatherhood, family, and relationships of teamwork and reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And so then that led me into, you know, marriage and family strengthening organizations. And today, Jeff Kemp Team is really focused on ministry to men to help them turn their lives and their marriages and their leadership and a fathering around, have friendships and to be real, to live in the light, not be stuck with all the counterfeit stuff, and then to help leaders.
Exactly.
Because leaders shape people. So I do a lot of coaching for CEOs. I do soul coaching, which is comprehensive. And then I represent fatherhood for the Fatherhood Commission. And you and I have some fun conversations about how do we turn tough things, problems, unexpected things into positives in the ways that God coaches us in the Bible, in the ways that Jesus turned blitzes into triumph and blessing.
Exactly. Well, I'm sure your father, Jack, would say that in regard to politics, the building blocks of effective politics is a strong family or strong individuals or, result-getting, self-responsible individuals, because this is foundational to our U.S. Constitution. And, of course, we saw recently what happened here. And some of this comes from, I like what you wrote recently about isolation, how critical this is. And I think, even Donald Trump warned us that we needed to be careful not to let the solution be worse than the disease. And I believe part of what came out here recently in D.C. is because of isolation. It's been the sum total of all this despair and hopelessness all coming together, Jeff. I mean, you talk about the ultimate blitz. I mean, wow.
Yeah. The country, obviously, is a republic. And it was an experiment that had never really been tried to this degree in history. And it had Christian roots and Christian principles and Jewish scripture principles, but it had religious freedom that didn't dictate one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it realized that a republic that was that free, that gave that much liberty, that said that the government is not the authority, the God that creates people is the authority. That sort of republic, that sort of a republican democracy
mm-hmm.
was very delicate and required checks and balances because human beings are imperfect and
right.
will seek and grab power and it can corrupt a person who's a conservative or a person who's liberal, a person who is a Christian or a person who is a Muslim, a person who believes in God or a person who doesn't. Pride and power can damage us all. And government is a place of power that basically deals in pride, right? I'm the best.
Yeah.
Vote for me.
Right.
My ideas are best. Yours are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all that taken to extreme, will damage us, and that's why de Tocqueville pointed out that America's greatness was our goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And Lincoln said that we need to appeal to our better angels because there's some bad angels in us.
Exactly.
And the founders said we need to be a moral and religiously inspired people,
mm-hmm.
and faith is important. We won't dictate it, but we will not squelch it.
Mm-hmm.
And so today, we've drifted quite a bit from a humble, rights come from God, God's more important than money, people are more important than money, and we started to get to where our idol is ideology. And when your ideology, I come from a family of strong political philosophy, my dad worked his tail off to create strong understandings of economic principles, social principles, political principles, free enterprise principles, but he wasn't an ideologue,
mm-hmm.
which means you put your ideas more pridefully ahead of everything else.
Exactly.
You make compromises
mm-hmm.
to stick with your ideology. And we've seen that in taking over Seattle, the Capitol Hill area this year, and some of the urban unrest. And I don't put it beyond a extreme person on the right or the left to make the mistake of putting their ideology ahead of principle and people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're seeing right now. So you mentioned the word isolation, Bill. COVID has created a lot of isolation, and all the communication is on the most dangerous platform, social media. It's powerful. You can
yes.
get directly to people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's turned into a place of anonymous attacks and falsehoods that refuel them. And everyone's getting deeper into their less than full perspective ideology, and then more mad at others, and it's becoming an us versus them equation. America is not us versus them. It isn't Hispanic versus Asian, white
exactly.
versus black, Christian non-Christian. We will differ. It is us. It is we. It is E Pluribus Unum. And Christianity is really the best source of how to deal with that, because Jesus said we are to be peacemakers who realize we're all children of God, and wherever we're on the journey, we don't want to shut off people's chance to move closer to God. And sometimes the way we get so harsh in our positions can shut down someone's journey in that direction.
And without a doubt.
So isolation is men who really don't have deep friends who they share their struggles with. And then they just kick them out on their wife or their kids, or they drink over on social media. Isolation is women who only look at Instagram to compare their life to other women, and they start to feel unhappy, and then they behave in worse ways in their relationship, and then they want to leave their marriage. So, you know, the social media dilemma is really hurting us. We need
Without
to get in touch.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think also, as you mentioned, our own ideology, have we exchanged God for our own ideology? This seems to be the case, and this is why we seem to be so unraveled right now, because we have turned our back on morality, on which our founding fathers said was imperative for our U.S. Constitution. That's the basic foundation of our Constitution, is a moral and righteous people, is it not?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, the three division of government, Republican form of government we have, depends upon a self-governing people. And a self-governing people need to have a moral impulse. Mm-hmm. And the moral impulse is shaped by faith. And we have religious faith that we respect. And it can be from many different backgrounds. But the one that set this system up was the faith that believed in the Jewish and Christian Bible and the singular God, Yahweh, and Christians see him as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Jesus. And that scripture, that biblical worldview, that Judeo-Christian perspective, that faith that changes me from being a selfish, prideful idiot, which I've been plenty of times, not wanting to apologize to my wife.
It's not exclusive to you, Jeff. We've all done it, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to take the shortcut and look at a bunch of porn and, this may sound weird on the radio, go be able to have sex with anyone I want, yell at people when I'm mad at them, drive any speed that I want, get money in ways that aren't fair to other people. I'd love to be able to do all those shortcut things, not in my best self, but in my weak, fallen human self.
Exactly.
But I'm in touch with God so that he helps me not fall for those lies of the enemy. And I'm in touch with other men. Bill, I meet with two very deep, close friends every single week. And if we can't meet live because of COVID, we'll do it by phone or Zoom. I have three other close friends I meet with Zoom every 2 weeks, and we basically act like two friends, and we ask one question: hey, what's the most important thing you need to talk about this week? How can I pray for you? And then we discuss,
accountability.
We discuss where we're struggling, where we're tempted, where we messed up. Hey, I'm trying to do this new cool thing in business. You think my motives are okay, or am I kind of getting a little bit aggressive and selfish here?
Yeah.
I'm free. I'm free because I'm accountable. I'm living in the light.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
And I, every human being, needs those deep friendships and needs that self-disclosure and needs to live in that light.
Well, we got to leave it there. Jeff, the founder of Jeff Camp Team. Thank you, Jeff. Take care. God bless.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival.
so try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.